People. We love them.
Safe.
We work with them. We work for them.
What's happening?
But the way that we think about them has changed.
Why?
Because it used to be almost all about age, income, and social status. But these days, we need something a bit smarter.
No, not all drivers are the same. That's the point.
Something that recognizes that customers are complex, interesting people.
So you can make informed decisions.
Take a look around this airport. Everyone here is in the same place and on a journey.
And will that be Channing or non-Channing?
Channing, please.
But that doesn't make them the same. Some are organized and punctual. Some are traveling light.
Wait, hang on a second.
Or not.
The bag's too big, guy. You gotta check it.
And some are chaotic. By understanding these aspects of people, we can start to make sense of them.
Enjoy your flight.
What they love. What they hate. What gets them up in the morning.
Those aren't pillows.
To keep people moving, we need to understand what moves them. For example, take these two Al's. Al Gore.
Good evening.
And Alice Cooper.
Nice to meet you guys.
But what do they have in common? Well, they are the same age, same sex, same income bracket, and the same nationality. So in the past, we would have assumed that their needs were the same and offered them the same insurance products.
Thanks.
But that just doesn't work anymore. Just look how different these two Al's are. Al is an issue-loving environmentalist. Whereas Alice, more a snake-loving exhibitionist. Alice sang about being elected. Whereas Al tries to forget about it.
For longer than any of us could ever imagine.
Alice clearly loves heavy metal. Whereas Al would like to melt it down and recycle it for the good of the planet. The Al's are a perfect illustration of why we develop new ways to understand who our customers really are. Because now, it's all about their attitudes and behaviors. Welcome to segmentation.